Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, Monday morning, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock. This is an exciting opportunity for a lot of local students. It'll be on the campus of St. Clair County Community College. It's the Challenger Learning Center. Here to tell us all about the Challenger Learning Center and the decision to bring it to St. Clair County Community College, the president of SC4, Dr. Deborah Snyder. Dr. Snyder, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
And Dr. Lance Bush, who is the CEO of the Challenger Center. Dr. Bush, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me on.
Well, and I appreciate you joining us, both of you. Dr. Bush, I want to start with you. Tell us what the Challenger Learning Center is.
Challenger Learning Center was we're in our 35th anniversary, and essentially we recognize that today's students are tomorrow's innovators. And too many of them lose interest in these crucial studies like science, engineering, and math. And so we're here inspiring and engaging them to pursue those studies and careers further. And we do that by taking them on an exciting journey into space. We immerse them into the experience. So we have 40 of these Challenger centers around the globe. They look like you're in mission control, you're in the spacecraft, and we're teaching them the science that they're learning in the classroom. And so we've been around now 35 years, and we've worked with 5.5 million students, and we're partners in perpetuity with NASA, and we have all kind of alumni who are successful in careers around the globe. So we were thrilled to be have the opportunity to work there in with St. Clair County Community College leaders to bring this opportunity there.
Dr. Snyder, this is going to impact an awful lot of kids in our area, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. We've been working with the Challenger folks for, over 2 years, Lance, to bring this to the college. I think it's an amazing opportunity for this area.
Certainly sounds like it. Lance, this was started by the families of those who perished in the Challenger disaster, right?
Thank you, Paul. You're a great journalist, as you've researched us. After the tragedy, the families came together, and they were actually brought together by the White House at that time. President Reagan, Vice President Bush, and they the families realized that what they really wanted to do to memorialize that crew, those heroes, was to carry forward their mission. These people had dedicated their lives to explore the cosmos for the benefit of humanity, and very specifically in that mission, that was the mission that had Krista McAuliffe, the teacher in space. And so they said, you know, we were supposed to inspire and engage, you know, millions of students around the world. Let's carry that forward and carry it through. And, you know, the beautiful part of this is now looking back as they did just that. And by the way, those family members are still active on our board and advisory council. And I don't think a week goes by that I don't hear from them. They're actively engaged in this mission. And we also have the support of astronauts, and NASA. So yes, it was born out of love and the right ideals.
Dr. Snyder, where on campus is this going to be, and how is it going to be utilized by local students?
It's going to be in the Clara E. McKenzie building. We have a huge space in the basement that's been underutilized for years. Paul, I don't know if you remember, but that used to be the library.
That's exactly what I was just thinking about. Yeah, yep. I remember that very well.
It's our experience center, which is just full of all kinds of exhibits, and we've used that for field trips for area K-12 students in the past. So this really is an extension, and an amazing extension at that, but it will be in the basement, and we're starting to work on it right now.
Early 2022 is when this is expected to be up and running. That gives you about a year to get this ready. And then this is going to be a really popular destination, I think, for local students, isn't it?
Well, and it's not just local students. We figure that we're going to be able to draw from students at least an hour and a half away from our campus, both in Michigan. It's the only center in Michigan. And then also across the river in Ontario. The closest centers, challenger centers, there's one in Toronto, and then there's also one in Toledo. But that's kind of a long drive for kids that want an experience like this. So we're positioned very well to offer this. It was meant to be.
It certainly sounds like it. Lance, 35 years, I'm just thinking of all the technological inroads in those 35 years. There's, I'm sure, been a lot of changes to the Challenger Learning Center over those years.
Yeah, there has, Paul. Thank you for acknowledging. And let's start with the fact that 35 years ago, when we created this immersive environment, computer-based simulation, role-playing, that was utterly unique. And if you think about 35 years ago, what kind of computer capacity any of us had,
sure,
or what you had at that time, you'll realize how revolutionary that was at the time. We continue to keep up to date on all of the technology. In fact, these over the last several years, we have even transformed the winning formula for what we do. And in addition to the center-based learning we do, we have digital classrooms, classroom adventures, which we can deliver into classrooms in your community as well. They help augment what you're doing. And this past year, because of the COVID pandemic, we even translated that one more time into a virtual kind of Zoom environment to allow us to reach remote students. And I will say we're also pushing the boundaries right now. We have a grant with the National Science Foundation where we're teamed with RAND Corporation and Carnegie Mellon University, you know, two of the top research organizations looking at AI, artificial intelligence in learning. So we continue to do that. But, you know, the important partners that we have in that are our Challenger Learning Centers, just like St. Clair County Community College will be. Because they work with the students every day, and we actually pull them into these grants, and we get their educators giving us feedback and their knowledge base. So we're really looking forward to working with Dr. Snyder's team to help push a lot of this forward as well.
Should be a lot of fun. We look forward to seeing this again sometime about a year from now, and I can't wait to see what this all looks like. I think it's pretty exciting.
Well, I may be I'll have to ask Dr. Snyder as well, but I think it would be great once we get this up and running to have you do a remote show or you come have the experience with some of your colleagues, and it would be fantastic to to have you do a follow-up on this with us.
That's just kind of along the lines of what I was thinking. I'm in. we'll make it happen. Sounds like a lot of fun. Lance, Dr. Snyder, thanks so much for joining us and telling us about this morning. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Paul. Thanks for having us.
Take care, both of you. Bye-bye.